One key rule to remember, you must use consistent units throughout any calculation. Mixing units, like feet and inches, or yards and feet, without converting them first will lead to incorrect results. Let's break this down with an example. Imagine you're measuring a concrete form and need to subtract a small section from the total length. You start with 17 feet and you want to subtract 5 inches. If you try to subtract across units directly, 17 feet minus 5 inches, you'll get an incorrect result. Why? Because feet and inches are not equal units, and math only works correctly when both values are in the same unit. To solve this correctly, you'll need to convert either the feet to inches or the inches to feet. Let's walk through a proper approach. Option 1, convert feet to inches. There are 12 inches in a foot. Therefore, 17 feet times 12 inches equals 204 inches. Now, you can subtract the original 5 inches as you need it. 204 inches minus 5 inches equals 199 inches. Now, to convert this back to a mixed number, you'll divide by the 12 inches in a foot to see how many whole feet you can separate out. 199 divided by 12 equals approximately 16 feet, 7 inches. Option 2. Use a mixed measurement. Say you're starting with 16 feet, 12 inches, which is the same as 17 feet. Subtract 5 inches. 12 inches minus 5 inches equals 7 inches. The result is 16 feet, 7 inches. In both methods, you made the units consistent before doing the math. That's what allows you to get a valid, meaningful answer.